This is Current Affairs with John Hassett on Tipperary Midwest Radio.
The real voice of Tipperary.
Welcome to Tip Midwest Radio, listeners, and thanks for being with us again. Our guest will be Michael Moroney. Michael Moroney, indeed, well known to listeners on Tip Midwest Radio. Hello, Billy.
Hello, John. Good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners, and good evening to Michael.
Indeed.
Hello, Billy. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Michael is after making a statement there relative to the GA and what they have created, and also reference to the removal of the All-Ireland Medal, the Sovereign Seal from the medal, etc. And the remarkable thing is the anniversary of the All-Ireland Medals being presented for the first time happened in 2010 in Turles, where the GA was formed. And the photograph was taken, and everybody wondered how the players were so old. But the photograph, the players, it was 20 years after the All-Ireland, or near close to it, when the photograph was taken. So that showed very mature men there. But Billy, anyway, to make a long story short, what's the latest position?
Well, John, as you know, on the 4th of September 2008, the GAA took off the Sovereign Seal and era off the medal, the All-Ireland medal. They didn't tell anybody. And as you know, they changed it from a national organisation to a corporate body. And the GAA was founded, as you know, by Michael Cusick, who was fronting for the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Sam Maguire, the Liam McCarthy, and the medal are Irish Republican Brotherhood medals. And we weren't even consulted. And you were at the University of Limerick the evening that Brian Cody came down and gave a very fine lecture. And in 2008, the 150th anniversary of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and he didn't even know that he hadn't got an All-Ireland medal. Without the Sovereign Seal and era on the medal, it's not an All-Ireland final, it's only a GAA final. And RTE and all these papers are writing, you know, about, oh, the All-Ireland final and the All-Ireland hurling and football final. It's not an All-Ireland final, it is a GAA corporate body now, and it's a GAA corporate medal of no value. And I think it's an absolute scandal when you see those wonderful games that we've witnessed and the players are denied an All-Ireland medal, you know, since 2008. 2007 was the last All-Ireland medal presented. And John, as you know, we've been in contact with the GAA, but they have taken the, you know, this corporate body seems to think they can do what they like. I mean, they treat the Irish Republican Brotherhood, they treat the players and they treat, you know, the GAA, Central Council and the GAA players and the county boards with total contempt, and they don't recognise them, and they snub them on every occasion. We've been trying to contact the GAA since 2008, and they don't want to speak to us. And as you know, they don't have a licence either to sell the sporting rights to Sky or to anybody else, because the licence is owned by the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and we weren't even consulted on that. And it's time that it came out. The players are the ones who are getting nothing out of this. And I was listening to a program today, and they were talking about, you know, all these trainers and all the expenses that were being handed out. 20 million, the program said. And the players get nothing. That's not right. And I can tell you, the Irish Republican Brotherhood are very, we're very cross and we're very upset about the whole occasion.
Well, Michael Moroney is an active GA person as well. So, Michael, what do you, how do you
well,
responsibilities?
I suppose I'm a bit puzzled by the whole thing. I would wonder, on the GA side, I suppose I would wonder where the impetus came from to change the medal, to change the organisation from a national organisation to a corporate body. I would wonder all about that, and maybe could I ask Billy, was that ever passed by the General Council of
I can tell you, Michael, it wasn't, nor was the Irish Republican Brother even consulted on the matter. And
well,
today I asked the Irish Examiner, you know, who were very, the Irish Examiner, when it was the Cork Examiner, were very much behind Hayes' Hotel, and John Mackay and John Wise Power, who were journalists with the Cork Examiner then, and they were, you know, it was John Francis Maguire's paper, and you know, they, in Hayes' Hotel, they were in the foundation of the GAA, and I asked the Irish Examiner, you know, to do a story on that and to tell their readers what's happened about the medal, that it's not an All-Ireland medal, it's only a GAA medal. And, no, they couldn't be bothered today. They said, no, we're not going to do it. And every year I ask them, and every year nobody is getting that information.
Billy, one thing I have to do is cut across you for commercial reasons, because we have to run an ad or two.
That has to happen too, John.
Welcome back, listeners. It is, you know, normally, as Billy has stated, such decisions really would be taken by the Central Council. But the GAA at national level, at central level, has been adjusted so many times as people and had medals that they thought were all Ireland medals, to find out they were only medals. As somebody said, their first communion medal was much more important to them. Michael?
Yeah, I suppose then after asking that first question about the GAA as to whether it was ever publicised, whether why these changes are made, and it doesn't seem to have been, then the second question I'd ask is that who exactly is the Irish Republican Brotherhood today? Is it a membership-based organisation, and where does it get its membership from today?
Well, I can answer that for you, Michael. The Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, Dáil-Éireann, and the Dáil-Éireann courts, and the mandate that they have was the 32 county election of 1918, and that was ratified by all the citizens of Ireland in that 32 county election. And my family bought Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square, for the reorganisation of the Irish Republican Brotherhood in 1917. And on the 21st of January 1919, under the ratification of the 32 county election, we set up Dáil-Éireann, the Dáil-Éireann courts, and the War of Independence. That's the mandate that the Irish Republican Brotherhood hold today. And the name of the state is Éire, and Article 4 in De Valera's 37 constitution. And Ireland is a sovereign, independent, democratic state. We are a democracy. And all the sovereign seals, and harps, and the shamrock, Easter lily, and the tricolour flag that flew over the GPO in 1916, that's our tricolour flag, and taken down by Dermot Lynch and kept in Vaughan's Hotel, when they were ratified by the will of all the people on the 21st of January 1919 in Vaughan's Hotel, Parnell Square, and in the Cabinet Room and in the Round Room by Dáil-Éireann, under that mandate of the 32 county election of 1918. That's the mandate we hold today. And you know, that tricolour flag will be here on Croke Park on Sunday, and the GAA don't even recognise it. You're absolutely scandalous about what is going on. And the sovereign seal, that's what's on the medal, the sovereign seal, the same sovereign seal in Éire. And if you go into billymaguire.com or irishrepublicanbrotherhood.ie, you'll see the difference between the All-Ireland medal and the GAA medal. The GAA medal is only the GAA in the form of the serpent from 2008.
But is it not the quality of the medal?
Sorry, John?
No, it's not the quality of the medal. It's what it represents, really.
Well, that's your... If I went down, we'll say, to Clare and asked them to show me the Lee McCarthy, as I said, the Lee McCarthy and the Sam Maguire and that medal, they're Irish Republican Brotherhood medals and trophy. And if I went to Clare and asked them to show me the Lee McCarthy, they could still show me the Lee McCarthy. But if I asked them to show me the All-Ireland medal, they can't show it to me because they didn't get one.
Michael?
I suppose, you know, I can understand where Billy is coming from about getting the legitimacy from the general election in 1918. But there have been several elections since then, and like the people, probably all of the people who voted in 1918 have since passed away. And I would think that, like, the legitimacy of what we do today would come from the mandate that's given by the Irish people today. We can't always, like, while we respect and honour the traditions that we got from our past and from the people who formed the state and our founding fathers, we do have to move on. And I would question whether an organisation today can claim its legitimacy from a 1918 election. We have to constantly have elections and gain legitimacy from the elections of the present day. But on the other hand, then, I would also want to know why the medal was changed, why Éire was taken off it and all of that. Like, I think that, you know, that's what the electorate, what the people, the proletariat, seek is to have things explained and reasoned out to them, and the reasons given for changes, which they don't, GAA doesn't seem to have done. But like, I am not really aware of any national organisation called the Irish Republican Brotherhood today, and you know, I do understand that Billy has continued and carried on the tradition, but it needs to be a living organisation gaining its legitimacy from the living people, the Irish people today, rather than the Irish people of 1918, because we can't live by what people voted for in 1918. There have been so many changes to life in general that we'd be really in the dark if we were still going by 1918 standards.
Yes, Michael, but you have to recognise we hold the sovereignty, and the people here are sovereign. Every child is born sovereign. And that came from that 32 county election. If you read the 1916 proclamation, the sovereign constitution, the foundation documents of the state, is sovereign and indefeasible. That can never be changed by anybody. And what you're talking about is a 26 county provisional government imposed in 1922 by King George V. And I say imposed, it wasn't voted on, only by the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas, as a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland, as an Orange Free State and a provisional government. A provisional government cannot sit at the table in Europe. It's only a provisional government. And, this thing about Dáil Éireann, you have to be a member of Dáil Éireann, you have to have a 32-county mandate. And De Valera always used his 32-county mandate of 1918, and so did all the other people that were sitting in Leinster House at the time. But for Leinster House, the Royal Dáil and Senator Ráchtas, and I say Dáil, not Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House, and that's what the Civil War was about. And that's where, if you hadn't got that sovereign seal with 12 strings, the Christian symbol and ethos, Anno Domini 2014, on your passport, where would you go? And where would you, of your title deeds of your house and your land? That's, you're the sovereign. That's what it is. And on the 21st of January 1919, all Irish people became sovereign citizens and were no longer subject to the Crown of England. And you have a sovereign right to the assets of the state, to education, and hospital care,
Michael,
and all the other assets of your passport. And,
well,
and your,
I would, I do agree with you in principle, you know, and I think that, you know, it's still an aspiration of ours that we want a 32-county Republic of Ireland, and I'd be as much an advocate of that as anybody, and as strong an advocate of that as anybody. But at the same time, we do have to accept, like, that we don't have that right now, and we have to operate the system that we have. And De Valera sat as president of a 26-county Republic of Ireland,
yes,
you know?
He always used his mandate of the first and second Dáil Éireann, and that was came from Bán Sertéil. The Sovereign Constitution, you should read the Sovereign Constitution.
But when he was elected president, he wasn't elected by the...
So you're quite correct on that. He was going to do all that, but he never did it in the end.
But the point is,
sovereignty comes from the 1916 proclamation and the Sovereign Constitution by the will of all the people. Sovereign, you cannot change. You can change the Sovereign Constitution by a vote of the sovereign citizens.
But you see, if the people are sovereign, I would argue that the people can change whatever the people want to change.
They can, but you can't change the proclamation, because if you read the proclamation, it's sovereign and indefeasible, and that can never be changed by anybody, but you can change the sovereign constitution. We have 5 constitutions in the state, and as Mary McAleese said, the courts are under English common law. That's our tricolour flag. That flies over the GPO, as I said. That's our tricolour flag that flies over the 4 courts. There are sovereign seals, 13 strings that are up in the court.
1 minute,
and yes,
Michael.
It's under English common law. You know, when you go into court, I think you have a right to know under what constitution your case has been heard. As I said, we have 5 constitutions here,
I do think, Billy, that it's a hugely detailed argument, and I would really welcome the opportunity to discuss it.
Well, if you read that on BillyMaguire.com, you'll see
another occasion.
See the medals on that. You'll see the All Ireland medal, and you'll see the GAA medal, and you just compare the two. And as I said, you have to have sovereignty and legitimacy. If you haven't, you're a third-class citizen.
I would argue that our sovereignty comes from the present living people. And that has to be...
On 104.